Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time to talk a few things about Memorial Day. Hard to believe that is already here. We have joining us in studio Pete Olson and Lauren Osborne. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, it is great to have you along here, and I know that we've got a lot to unpack here with Memorial Day, so first of all, just welcome. We're really glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm Pete Olson. I'm the chairman of the Coffeyville Veterans Memorial Park Association, and with me this morning is Lauren Osborne, who is our events coordinator. I'm going to let Lauren speak on what is coming up for this great event.
So one of the things that we really want to highlight is that we're getting back to a roots-based organization in charge of events that handle veterans. I'm not disparaging anyone who's handled events prior to this. They've done a great job. And there have been some outstanding events out there. I think back to like the reenactment of Iwo Jima a couple of years ago and some of the other activities that we've had that was just fantastic. But over the years, we've noticed a significant decline in the way that our children and our upcoming young adults understand what the cost of the freedoms they enjoy are. We like to call it our first world problem children. And we're really invested in the idea that not only our history fuels our future, but the education that we give them about how they came to have the freedoms they have and the costs of those freedoms will drive them to be more protective of it in the future. So one of the things we definitely want to continue encouraging is volunteerism. We had some great high school volunteers out during the cleaning of the Court of Valor a couple of weeks ago. We're going to hand out a couple of certificates for those for outstanding volunteerism while we're there at the ceremony. Additionally, we're going to highlight that availability for volunteers is existent for both 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning on the 25th and at 4 p.m. Those are, as we always do, putting up that beautiful avenue of burial flags, the memorial flags that we've been gifted to fly. And we always could use a maximum participation in that. And the more volunteers we have, the more flags we get to plant. So one more thing I'd want to highlight is that at 4 o'clock, if you show up and you're hungry, we usually have free pizza and soda for folks who come to help us fold those flags and put them back into their proper storage crates.
Well, that is fantastic. So, of course, we've got the flags going up and down, and then we also have the ceremony that's taking place as well. Kind of what can people expect here with that ceremony this year?
Well, around 9:30, we're asking motorcyclists of all types and stripes to show up and stage on the south side of the pavilion. They're going to be right around you, so you're going to get a nice view of that, sir. We're going to be covered by the Mighty 690 out there, which is going to be outstanding. The coverage is always great and very well done. And we're going to have Miss Haley Bagwell, a local celebrity when it comes to the national anthem, will be singing the national anthem. And when she says the word brave, we're going to let the thunder roll. And then we're going to split our motorcycle force in half, and the half that have to leave for other events will go ahead and head out, and the rest of them will stick around for the ceremony. Another thing that they can expect is, and that'll be about 9:30, that's staging. Another thing they can expect at 10 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and get underway. We're a little thin on dignitaries this year because Miss Dr. Wiggins is no longer with the organization, and the city band is not going to be present, but we do have a great lineup of things, and we hope that a lot of people will show up for that 10 o'clock start time.
Yeah, it is really going to be great. And, of course, encourage anyone who wants to come out, you know, bring your lawn chairs, and you'll get a great view of the ceremony.
Yes.
Absolutely. Do not forget lawn chairs. However, if it does rain, we won't put up as many flags. We will not need the volunteers in the morning. And we will have that event over at the Grace Fellowship Church again. A couple other things I wanted to talk about is we have two positions on our committee that are open and need to be filled. One is for a treasurer, and the other is for a secretary. Our meetings are first and third Thursdays of each month, generally at the Ron Stevenson Building at Walter Johnson Park, and that is at 6:30 p.m. Another thing I'd like to talk about is we always are looking for volunteers. If you go to our website, which is www.coffeevillevmp, as in Veterans Memorial Park, .org. That's coffeevillevmp.org. There's a sign-up form for volunteers. There's another page that will tell you what the volunteers are needed for. And the other thing you can do there, too, is help kind of fund this project along. We are selling memorial pavers. And that is a permanent granite stone that goes in the ground, and it can be dedicated to a member of your family, your business, a veteran that does not live in this area, in your family, or anything. We just don't accept anything that's derogatory. So with that, I don't have anything else.
Well, while we're talking about funding, we also want to highlight the fact that we still have availability open for $5,000 contributions for memorial benches as well. Those can have, I believe it is, five lines on...
Undetermined and graphics.
Oh, undetermined number of lines and graphics. I just got an update here. they will be featured at different places on the Memorial Plaza around the wall. The first person or organization to purchase a $5,000 bench will have the honor of being emplaced permanently at the Memorial for the 22, which is a memorial emplacement to highlight the cost of battles lost here at home by veterans that complete suicide. So we want to definitely highlight that. That is an important part of the memorial, and it would be a place of honor for whoever was that first contributor.
So for maybe listeners who maybe are new to the area, they haven't heard much about this yet, can you give us a little refresher about the memorial that is in the works, you know, east of the current memorial?
Okay, I'll talk a little bit about that. It came to our attention quite some time ago that we have an awful lot of veterans that have not been placed on the current Court of Valor wall. To date right now that I know of, we have 921 that are missing from that wall, and that's the ones I know of. We have had 28 people so far submit their DD-214s to us, and those will be added. There's also 20 pavers in the ground right now that should have been on that wall and got missed, and that happened during the transition when it went from private ownership to city ownership. So those will automatically get put up on the wall. So we are selling 500 pavers to try to get everybody funded in order to build this wall, which will hold 1,361 names, I believe. No, I'm sorry, 3,168.
The 1,000 per side.
Yep.
And then it is expandable in perpetuity by 5 foot by 5 foot by 1 foot obelisks that can go at places and placed around the wall. And one of the most important things we want to mention is that while the older Court of Valor was definitely a valiant effort at highlighting and memorializing our veterans, there were a lot of things that were not in place when that memorial was in place there. ADA compliance was not an enforcement necessary for memorials or monuments at that time. And now it is definitely something that is of great concern. So the memorial plaza that will be around this wall, and indeed when obelisks are in place after those names fill up, this will always be ADA compliant, well lit, well drained, and well maintained. So there's agreements already in place to ensure all of that occurs.
Sure. And I know that anytime you're fundraising, you hate to put a date on anything, but is there kind of a goal of when you want to have this all up and finished?
A lot of that's going to depend upon how fast we can raise funds to do this. Originally, when we started this, and these quotes were 2 years old, we were looking at roughly $350,000. With everything coming up like it has, now we're projecting $450,000.
Yep. So what we're hoping for, just to put a pin in something to give us something to shoot for, is we would like to see groundbreaking occur before or around Veterans Day of 27. And then if we can get it done before that, that'd be fantastic. But that's kind of like our hard stop. We're going to go out there with shovels and start it kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
Because we want the people of Coffeyville and the surrounding area to know that this isn't one of those light rail projects that gets started and then is fundraising in perpetuity with one piece of rail going in every decade.
Yeah, I gotcha. So if folks want to, you know, maybe they're interested in contributing towards this project, maybe they want to make sure that, you know, their loved one might be able to be included on this, or they just have questions in general, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
My personal contact for this project is coffeevillevmp@gmail.com. And my phone number is 620-870-2810. You can find all that information on our website as well, as also including where to enter for new names. There's a couple of donation links on there. One of them will take you to a PayPal site for pavers, and it will let you enter the 3 or 5 lines of text to go on pavers, along as well as submit your donation with that. Anything else that you would need on there, you can find on that. We've got a full list of contacts within our organization and committee. And phone numbers, and looking forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. Now, of course, again, for folks just joining us, we do have the Memorial Day ceremony that is coming up here on Memorial Day, of course. Get there probably a little bit before 10 o'clock when everything kicks off just west of Woodland and Klein here at the Veterans Memorial Patio. And for folks who maybe want to help out, set the flags up in the morning or take them down in the afternoon or just view the ceremony, same contact information there if they want to help out?
Yes, sir. Yep. 6 a.m. Monday morning is when we start, and we'll meet at the west end of the cemetery by the veterans patio, and then 4 p.m., same thing.
And we also want to stress that website is pretty much all-inclusive. If someone signs up anytime between now and the event on the coffeevillevmp.org under volunteers, it sends an email to all of us board members, so we add them to a roster of Veterans Memorial volunteers that we can call upon during these flag raisings, lowerings, and so on. That way they get the information out there. I know we ran into at the legislative presser event the other day, we ran into a couple of people who signed up right there on the site because they weren't aware that they had the ability to come out and help like that. And so we really stress, visit coffeevillevmp.org and find out what this is all about.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know, too, not a bad idea to bring some pliers as well if you're going to be helping, right?
Yes.
Always pliers are a good thing.
That's right.
And gloves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, as we kind of wrap up here and look towards Memorial Day, I just like to hear your guys' perspective. You know, a lot of times we can get sucked up into, you know, it's hamburgers and hot dogs and camping and furniture sales. But, you know, what would you really like people to understand? What do you think is the most important thing to kind of keep in mind as we head into Memorial Day?
I think for me, the most important thing about this is the remembrance of all the people that died so we can have our freedom today. Patriotism seems to be going on a downhill slide nationwide. And we're going to do everything we can to help build that back up, at least for our own little part of the world here in Coffeyville. But I would like to see that whole movement pick up throughout the whole country.
Yep, and we're seeing things that are, I mean, don't always need to see men running around shirtless and stuff, but we're seeing movements like Unify get out there where hundreds of youth are running around with flags and stirring people up, and that's great. But while appealing to the pathos or the emotion of people is important, it's also important to remember that logically, you can't build a future without a history. Some of the most influential people in our military and civilian history are beginning to make efforts to remind us where our roots are right now. When these points of partnership were created, and things like General MacArthur's speech to West Point as he was retiring remind us that we not only have these freedoms, but we have the obligation to protect them. Ronald Reagan, for one, said that freedom is never more than one generation away from being lost. And that's not a lie. That's not even a tagline. It's a reminder we have a responsibility, an obligation even, to educate those who would build a better world after us about the costs and responsibilities inherent in the freedoms that they have. and that those freedoms aren't just privilege that they have, regardless of color, race, creed, or whatever. It's not a matter of privilege. It is a matter of earned by blood and sacrifice freedom that our founding fathers established upon this nation and intended to spread to the entire world. If we don't lose it in the midst of the apathy and the understanding that we should always have better than someone else.
That's a very great reminder here as we head into Memorial Day. We're speaking with Pete Olson and Lauren Osborne here on the Mighty 690. And gentlemen, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap up here?
Definitely, I just like people to come out there. It's always a great event. This is a reformat from the years prior, without a band and so on. But we want people to be out there. We're going to have some great singing talent out there. We're going to have the poppy, the importance of the poppy, which is something that hasn't been seen around here in a while. And in Flanders Fields, the poem which illustrated to people about how the poppy became the American flower of remembrance. And of course, just some of the most important things, like the symbols of memory that we have around us. So please, please come out and be a part of this. Take pictures. Enjoy your time there. If you get an opportunity to collaborate or become a part as a volunteer, we encourage you to do that.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate everything you guys are doing, and of course would love to see everyone out there at the cemetery here on Monday. Of course, if you can't make it, you can listen to it right here on the Mighty 690 as well. So gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that is Pete Olson, Lauren Osborne here on the Mighty 690, and we have more coming up as we continue. We'll get into Open Line here in just a few minutes.
And-